Okay, I've got to know that many cuties out there aren't sleeping on time. Am I right? I'm not going to start this story before you promise me that you are going to bed on time. Promise? Say it loud. I promise. Louder. That's like my cutie. Hi, my sweetie. You're listening to your favorite bedtime stories by Panda Mama. And today, the story is about Romy, who never slept on time. But what's wrong if someone doesn't sleep on time? For that, listen to the story. Once upon a time, in the cozy village of Ranikhet, there was a boy named Romy. Romy was a bright and curious boy, always full of energy and excitement. But there was one thing that always worried his parents and the people in the village: that Romy didn't go to bed on time. Romy's days were filled with fun and exploring. From the moment he woke up until very late at night, he was always doing something. His curiosity led him to find hidden places in the village, climb trees, and make friends with animals. Everyone liked him during the day, but when the sun went down, Romy still had lots of energy. Romy's parents, who worked hard as farmers, loved Romy a lot. And who don't love their kids? Everybody do love their kids, isn't it? But they were worried because he didn't sleep when he should. Every night, they told him to go to bed early. But he always had a reason not to. He always had a book to read, or a strange noise to check, or maybe stars to study. Now people in the village saw that Romy wasn't sleeping enough, and that was affecting his health. He had dark circles under his eyes and found it hard to keep up with his friends. So all his friends and villagers talked quietly about it. But Romy never cared, because he always thought that people who sleep are weak. And he didn't want to waste time sleeping when there was so much to explore. Now one day, while exploring outside Ranikhet, Romy found an old twisted tree. Now he decided to climb it. And the moment he reached up, there was this owl, and he said, "Hi, my friend owl."
"Hey, I'm sorry, I'm not owl, I'm a human."
"Sorry, my friend. I know, you're human, you're Romy, you love adventures. I know you, but have you thought about the importance of resting, my dear Romy?" He was thinking how this owl knew his name. So he said,
Thank you, Mr. Owl. I know, but I feel that rest is for lazy people. I want to enjoy every moment and just want to discover the world. I feel that it's too much wasting of time.
Oh, my dear friend, Romy. Curiosity is good, my friend. But a balanced life is better. Just like the day needs the night. Your body and mind need rest. Only then you can truly enjoy the wonders you seek, my friend. Romy thought about the owl's words as he climbed down. And that night, with the moon shining outside, he decided to listen to Mr. Owl. Instead of staying up late, he went to bed, closed his eyes, and slept peacefully. Now the next day, when Romy got up, he felt much better. He had more energy during the day. His mind was sharper, and his adventures were even more exciting. And all the people in the village noticed the change. And even his parents were so happy to see him doing so well. Now Romy learned that Mr. Owl's advice wasn't just about sleeping. It was about balancing exploration and taking care of himself. So from that day on, Ranikhet became famous because of Romy. Story of Romy became a favorite and passed down to younger generations. And it taught everyone that true discovery comes not only from exploring, but also from taking care of yourself. So what do you understand, my darling? Don't forget to rest and recharge. So from today, promise me, you are going to bed early. Yep. So let's sleep on time, sleep tight, and say good night, Panda Mama. Good night. Hey, my sweetie, before signing off, let me tell you, it's Bonus Friday. And in Bonus Friday, we call out three names, three lucky friends of yours who got so lucky this Friday, who has even mentioned us, tagged us on our Instagram page, on their Instagram page, actually, and have sent us their picture, their video. Thank you so much, Ayan Bindal and Shania Bindal. I have received your message, even the picture from your mom, Nancy. And you both are looking so cute on the camel, by the way. And the second message which I have received from Anika. Thank you so much. I miss you more. And soon you're going to listen to your favorite stories, yeah? And why you forgot to mention your name? You both cuties, I've received your message already from your mom Arzu, and I know you love that shark story, isn't it? I love you. So now you can also be a part of this Bonus Friday. What you need to do is that you have to tag us on your Instagram story and send message of your kid there. See you soon.